Hey, it's Greg. This is the Square Pizza Pod, cooked up by Sherm Co.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Square Pizza Pod. Today's episode is a little different from the rest, as Greg is in conversation with three special guests. In today's episode, you will be hearing from Era, Aaliyah, and Amir, who are all 10th graders at Charlotte Lab School and will be the first graduating class of that school. In this episode, you will learn why they chose Charlotte Lab, what's it like attending a school during COVID, the importance of relationships in education and business, advice for district leaders, and so much more. This episode is full of authenticity, laughter, and knowledge, because when we listen to kids, they had the answers. Hope you guys enjoy this one.
Okay. Good morning, friends.
Buenos dias.
Hello.
Oh, wow. I caught us off guard already. There we go. Excited to have these three special guests. We're not live streaming today, at least in the video. So the listening audience is listening and not viewing. But to them out there, we have three special guests, three actual students, three real live students going to school right now in Charlotte. And so excited to bring a student experience to the Square Pizza Pod. And feature these incredible humans and what they're seeing day to day in a school and all the great work they're doing. So I'm going to give them a second to introduce themselves. Let's go right.
Okay. Hi, my name's Era. I'm in 10th grade and I attend Charlotte Lab School.
Charlotte Lab School. Thank you. Era.
My name's Aaliyah. I'm in 10th grade and I also go to Charlotte Lab School.
Cool. Thank you, Aaliyah.
My name is Amir. And I am in 10th grade, and I also attend Charlotte School.
I can hear his mouth smack. It's like.
So surprise, surprise, we got three wonderful students from Charlotte Lab. And Charlotte Lab is a charter school, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
One of you brave souls, tell the audience what a charter school is.
I don't know the exact definition of a charter school.
Okay, that's fair.
So all I know is like a raffle school, not like everybody gets in, but
yeah.
No, like the definition.
Mm. What made you go? Or want to go to Charlotte Lab School?
My mom, she kind of like showed, like we were looking for schools because I didn't want to go to the same school as my ninth grade year. So we were just like looking around and then she was like, oh, Charlotte Lab School, like that's a smaller school. Because I wanted to attend a small school. Mm-hmm. And we found that one. I was like, oh, let me like apply to it here. Because I wanted to go to a diverse school because all the schools that I went to in the past, they weren't as diverse. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it, like the learning system in diverse schools are a lot better. Mm-hmm. Because, like, not everybody has, like, the same experiences. So I needed the diversity. And I found that school, and I was like, oh, let's try this one out. And, like, on the first day, I was like, oh, this is a really unique-looking school. And so I was like, I think I want to, like, go here for the rest of my high school year.
Hmm. When you say diverse, does it mean diverse in, like, race and ethnicity?
Yeah, diverse in race, culture, backgrounds, everything.
So that's important to you?
Yeah.
That's great.
I think it's just like a better overall learning experience to go to a diverse school.
And this is your first year at Charlotte Lab School?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. And what about you two?
Well, Charlotte Lab was kind of like brought to my attention from my mother. Because kind of like Era, in my eighth grade year, I didn't really like my school that much. So like she was just finding schools for me basically. And yeah, she eventually found Charlotte Lab. You know, we kind of talked about it. And it kind of seemed like right up my alley with like my interest and stuff like that. So, yeah.
And was this your 10th grader now? So is this your first year at Charlotte Lab School this year?
Last year was my last year. Year.
So you have 2 years in. This is your first year. Mm-hmm. And then what about you?
And for me, I didn't even know that my mom had signed me up for it yet. So, like, we didn't like.
Sometimes parents do that.
Yeah. We couldn't find any like good schools that would suit me well around my area, and so we were looking for something that had more like direct education for like individual students, so like something smaller, but also something where I could have lots of people around me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we found Charlotte Lab, and I got really excited when she ended up telling me. And so that's kind of how I got into it. And it's also my first year.
Also your first year. Mm-hmm. Great. So we won't talk too much about this, but we've had a lot of leaders across the country who are school leaders or running nonprofits that are supporting students like yourself across the country. And obviously COVID's been tough on many people. So curious about, you know, you guys are in high school now. COVID started, what, probably in your eighth grade year?
Yeah.
Right about it. And so students have been dealing with it for 2.5, almost 3 years now. What's it been like as a student attending a school during COVID?
It's It's not that different.
Yeah, you just have to wear a mask, and you have to be conscious of wearing a mask. Like, you can't take it off. Yeah, you can't. You always cleaning is really important at our school. Like after you touch the after every class ends, you have to wipe off the desks, and like during lunch, we have to clean the desks before and after just to make sure that people who were there before cleaned it. So we have to be really conscious of cleaning and like wearing our masks, cleaning our hands, everything.
And we have to eat with the same group every day at lunch.
Yeah, you can't walk around.
No.
Yeah, in the mornings we used to be able to get up and walk around and talk to our friends, but we are not allowed to do that anymore because we can't spread germs. So,
limited some of the interactions you're able to have in a normal basis.
Did you want us to like touch on peak pandemic? Like
Whatever you feel comfortable talking about as a student.
Okay, so like that was like when we was all virtual and stuff. I say that was kind of hard, and especially like coming into a new school, like on virtual.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that was really kind of like hard for me, because like you know I just like being in person, and just like the big change was just like so kind of drastic. As time went on, you know, going back to school and stuff like that, I say it got better, but like it's still kind of hard because, like Era said, you know, you still gotta take precautions, and you know, but yeah.
There been any surprising positives or anything that have been good about going to school during a pandemic?
I think so, because after being isolated for so long, you kind of have to like readjust yourself and you learn how to reconnect with others. And, like, I feel like you learn more about yourself as you reconnect. Because, because you've been isolated, you learn more about yourself. And you're like, oh, like, I kind of want to talk about myself more. Because that's what I've done. Like, I feel like I've become, like, more happy and, like, talkative to more people. Because, in middle school, when we didn't have this pandemic, I didn't talk to many people. But now I talk to just about everybody.
So it almost pushed you to want to engage and chat more.
Yeah, it made me want to, like, talk to more people because, like, if this were to happen again, then I can't really hang out with anybody.
Yeah, I think it's a really positive way to look at it. Yeah,
and, like, personally, with having to wear the masks every day, it made it almost easier to talk to new people because you're not, like, worrying about
what you look like.
Yeah, like, what they're going to think when they see you. You just have to, like, talk to them.
It's nice. Sometimes I find it's easier not to talk to people when you wear a mask. You don't have to make eye contact with them. You can just hide and peace out and not even act like. But you guys are much better than me, which is why we have you here. What about you, Amir?
I don't know. My opinion is not really that much different from theirs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So what about Charlotte Lab school do you guys enjoy?
I enjoy how small it is. I never liked going to a big school.
Okay.
And because it's so small, it's a lot easier to make friends and to get more engaged with the teachers and talk to them. And you have more connections with these teachers. Mm. Like right now, like I would have never, like if I were in like a public school, I would have never gone out with two teachers at my school. Mm-hmm. I would have... Never.
Talking about like this morning, like to come to a podcast.
I would have never done something like that.
And you get a lot more experiences too. Like with a smaller school, there's more things to do because teachers are more worried about the students than they are like the
building. It's more student focused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that is something I really like is that like teachers will try to connect with you on like a personal level.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't just you don't feel this like.
Yeah, and it's like actual family.
Yeah. Yep. That's great. And so it's just the ability to keep the school fairly small so then that the teachers have access to students more often. It can kind of create a more deeper relationship, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that something you think other schools could do?
I do think they could do that.
But I feel like with the more students you have, the harder that can be.
Yeah.
Because some schools have thousands of students and you can't go like individually talk to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hearing you say possible if schools, you know, maybe like could cap or limit the amount of students per... the amount of students that would be in a building at one time. And that would probably help the teachers.
That might help, but I feel like it would be kind of hard to limit that. Because, say there's a lot of people in, like, a school district area, like, it would be hard to, like, limit that kind of stuff. Because, like, the more students that are in a school district area, then, like, the bigger the building, the more teachers they'll need.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing.
Yeah. And you guys are in a unique situation as well because it's a charter school, but it's a school that's growing every year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's, it started with ninth grade for those that don't know. And I think 10th is the oldest right now. Is that correct?
Yes. And next year it's going to be 11th. And the year after that it will be 12th.
Yeah. And there's not currently an 11th grade.
No. We're going to be the first graduating class.
Yeah.
10th.
How does that make you guys feel?
It makes me feel amazing.
I know. I feel really special knowing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can promise you. So in a previous life, I helped open schools in Tennessee.
That's
and
really cool.
The founding class is a special class for the teachers and the school leaders because you're the first babies and kids to be in the building to lead it.
But was that like a stressful thing kind of for you?
Incredibly stressful. Yeah. I would say more fun than stressful. You want to make sure you're doing right by the kids, right? And and as you know, it could be scary and stressful for the students and the families if they don't see like what's happening in 11th grade. They're not sure what's going to happen to them or the opportunities that will be presented to them in 11th grade. So it's just really important that the adults get it right for the students and the families and make sure they have a really clear plan in place. But as you guys know, you have incredible leaders at Charlotte Lab that are going to make sure they take care of you guys.
Yep.
What are you hoping 11th grade will look like compared to 10th grade?
I hope we'll have more like chances to, because by then more people are going to be driving cars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so more chances to have our own place and have our own free time and like to move around on our own more and more independence.
We have actually talked to this with Mr. Capps. Mm-hmm. He has told us that he's hoping for us to be able to go off campus for lunches. Mm-hmm. And me personally, I am doing a grant for Samsung. And the other day I was actually to go off campus with two other peers without any like teacher guidance or like not like guidance, like they had guidance, but like they weren't there with us.
Right.
Yeah. So that was really interesting for me. And I took the light rail with like two students and like we had to like understand how to be responsible.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's an important part about next year is learning how to be really responsible.
Mm-hmm. And just the that freedom and autonomy and trust for you and other students in the building to be able to leave and come back and kind of do your own thing during
like
the school day.
You need a lot of trust to have like you just need a lot of trust for somebody for that.
I feel like that helps build relationships too. Like
it does.
The teachers trusting us to do what we need to. It's nice.
Yeah, I would say that. I mean, I went to a normal public high school where I grew up, but we certainly weren't allowed to go off campus and to go, and you certainly can feel confined. But then to your point, if you don't get the ability to do that or the trust early on, you get dropped off after, you go somewhere after high school or in college, and you're not used to that autonomy and that freedom. Mm-hmm. And some people go crazy, and some people respond well to that. So I think it's great that you guys, and they've kind of created the safe culture and the expectations of like, here's how we probably operate in the building.
Yeah.
If you leave, here are the expectations when you leave, here's how you come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think oftentimes that trust, students can go a long way with it and be really positive about it when they have that trust that the teachers are offering to you guys. Something else maybe more schools should do?
Maybe get a more diverse school. Because our school, like, we have every gender, every race.
Yeah.
Everything's there, like, just there.
And I realized Charlotte can be really segregated in some areas.
Mm-hmm.
So I think to fix that, we need more diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in a lot of private schools. It's really not diverse.
Yeah.
How might you fix if you were mayor for the day or you're a chairwoman of the school board for a day or governor? What would it look like based upon what you guys know to make schools more diverse?
We should make certain areas of housing more cheaper and affordable for certain people to have access to purchasing. I think that would really fix it.
Affordable housing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, guys? Any other...
Don't make her give all the answers. A lot of pressure to fix school integration just with one 10th grader.
But I think money, economy is the main problem.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the main problems in America, the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say more about that?
Prices of houses has gone up so much. And
And it's not even just houses. It's like with food too.
Yes.
Like
or gas.
Yeah, gas.
That's
like
everywhere.
You can't like the about the economy. You can't like buy everything if prices go up, so like less people can get to where they need to be, less people like for jobs, like you can't get to your job if you don't have gas.
Yeah.
You can't
like
do anything.
You can't drive far, like drive your student to like a school that's farther away. And
you can't take your kids to school. They can't get a good education.
Mm-hmm.
You can't buy food for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it sounds like you guys are well aware of this, but oftentimes neighborhoods are segregated based upon income, and because of that, mm-hmm. schools that then feed into those neighborhoods are segregated by income and race and gender oftentimes as well. Mm-hmm. And so to your point, when you have maybe school choice or options to go to a school like Charlotte Lab, you have the ability, and the school has the ability to really mm-hmm. have core focus areas like diversity. Mm-hmm. And because of that, create a school that's incredibly diverse in all ways.
Does our school do a food drive?
Do we?
Maybe a project you guys have coming up as 10th and 11th graders.
I think that would be a really interesting project. Yeah. That would be really helpful.
What else? You know, I heard before we started recording, you guys were just talking about the importance of maybe relationships and networking. Mm-hmm. I think both for you guys as students, but as you kind of move and become adults soon as well. Why are relationships so important to you guys at the Charlotte Lab?
Because when we eventually do become adults and go out there, if we ever need help with anything, mm-hmm. having those relationships and connections could really help us move forward in the future. We can go ask
That's
questions.
That's a really good point. Because, like, if in the future, if we ever do need to talk to someone, like, if we don't have any more friends, mm-hmm. then we still might have those teachers mm-hmm. from high school that we could always talk to. Mm-hmm.
Like, I would say one of my teachers, my art teacher, Miss Wright, she's taught me a lot. She's taught me a lot about, like, you know, what to do. Mm-hmm. Later in life, I wanted to, like, pursue art, like, you know, going to college and stuff like that. So, like, I've already been taught a lot about, like, my future and, you know, what the future could bring to me and stuff like that. So,
shout out to Ms. Wright. Art teacher. Good. What else about relationships are important? So I'm hearing you say relationships with teachers, but also probably still your fellow classmates, right? Like, mm-hmm. you three were on the table. And I know your community, I think, is a big part of Charlotte Lab. So being able to connect with leaders in the community that could, you know, offer internships for you or jobs mm-hmm. sometime, or even if you just want to talk to somebody about affordable housing, my guess is some of our fine staff at Charlotte Lab might bring in some community leaders to talk to you guys about affordable housing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So those sorts of relationships are important too?
I do think so, because the more internships we have, then the more we'll get to understand ourselves. And it's mm-hmm. not even just internships. It's like other things too that help us understand ourselves. So in the future, we know what we want to do. Mm-hmm. Or, like, if we don't know what we want to do, then we have an idea of what we can do or what we might want to do. So, like, potential options.
Yep. And those internships help us get closer to, like, our friends and students, other students around us that we maybe, like, wouldn't have ever talked to.
Yeah, like, things that you might have in common with those other students.
Right. Yeah. And it makes you more comfortable going to, like, these new places that you've, like, mm-hmm. just heard about.
Sure.
Yeah, like, being in an internship has kind of opened up a lot of, like, new things to me. Like,
are you currently, do you currently have an internship?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Can you talk more about that?
With VS Furniture.
We're ambassadors for VS Furniture.
VS Furniture.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell the people about that.
So basically it's the furniture company that provides us with our furniture
at the school.
Yeah, at Lab.
Cool.
And you know, basically recently they've been talking to us about, like, the furniture, you know, like how they make it and stuff like that. And what are we doing right now?
So we have these two front rooms in the front of our school, and we're redesigning them for it. And so by next year, hopefully our designs will go through and we'll be able to have, like, our own student-built classroom.
And we can be in a centerfold, which would be really cool.
Podcast centerfold. Y'all got it going on right now. So what are your guys' responsibilities in the internship? Is it's designing? Is it picking out the furniture? Is it building the furniture? Like, what are your guys' responsibilities?
It's mainly picking out the furniture and using it to redesign things.
Okay. Yeah. What are you learning during the internship?
Really how to work with people. Because, like, most of the people that I'm, like, we're in here with, or, like, in the furniture thing with, like, I would have never really talked to.
Sure. Yes.
So it kind of teaches you how to, like, work with other people.
It turns out that's pretty important too.
It is. It's really important.
Yeah.
And, like, the business aspect of things too, because they told us a little bit about that.
And how to dress professionally. Yeah. A lot of teenagers cannot do that.
I never knew how to do that until a few months ago.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't know what... I forgot the word. Hold on. Let me think about it. You guys continue. Business casual. Business casual.
There you go. Got a little help from the back there. I think, certain... pretty important. Also, you know, I used to teach at West Charlotte High School back in the day. And what you would say is kids don't know until you just teach them. And so mm-hmm. it's not necessarily business casual was a hard concept per se. But if you, it's not often in curriculum in high school to sit down with kids to help them understand what business casual is or super casual or something else. So it's just important to kind of create that space and those opportunities, like having an internship, so you can understand like dress and, to your point, how to talk to adults, where the coffee is, what breaks look like, and all that, because that's mostly what the real world is like a lot of times. Mm-hmm. With this internship, like, do you see a career in furniture or manufacturing or design, or is this like a nice experience but you're gonna maybe
I
go
think
somewhere
it's
else
a nice experience? I don't know how I really feel about design. I mean, I like it, but mm-hmm. I don't think if I mean it like because I want to do something art related.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I guess it does kind of work its way into that.
Mm-hmm. And like if we learn how, like, because we're just learning how to do all the designing and stuff. So like I don't really know how much I like it yet, but if I really do connect with it, then that's definitely like, this will give me more options to get into it, and like they have connections that I can connect to when I get older.
Yeah, yeah. Like, because right now with designing the furniture, or like not design the furniture, but like designing and remodeling the room, you have to use technology. And mm-hmm. I'm not like really savvy at technology, so it's kind of hard for me. And I'm not really interested in technology, so it's not really like a career that I want to go into.
Or you're an old soul.
I was going to say, if you're not good at technology as a 10th grader, then I might be in trouble. But I think probably to what you guys are saying is important, because whether, you know, you have internships, you get these opportunities, to kind of taste and feel things out.
Yeah.
And you might really like the design aspect, but hate the tech part.
Yeah.
You might really like just furniture in general, but, you know, like the business side as well. And so the more opportunities you have, the more internships before you know, kind of have to quote unquote get a real job, the more you can like dedicate and figure out kind of what you like and what you don't like.
Yeah.
We also do a thing called Quest. Mm. And the Quest, it's basically like that. Like me and her just did an art quest.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And like we went to a pop-up shop and we could like sell the art that we made over like the 2 months that we had to like make. We had about 2 months to make art, right?
That's great.
And so at the end of it, we had a pop-up shop and we could just sell it and like show off our work and get like feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would like to touch on my like the first quest I was in.
Please.
I was in a quest. I forgot the name of it, but basically I was working with my history teacher.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's seeing the weight of her crown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And basically what we did was like we connected with people around Charlotte about like their experiences and like, you know, how they like the community and, you know, how the community's treated them and stuff. And basically like at the end of our quest, we went on a sort of like field trip to a art gallery, like sort of like studio place. And we were just talking to the people there, you know, getting to know like about their experiences and stuff like that. And yeah, it was just I would say it was like really good for me, because like, you know, you get to hear about, you know, other people's experiences, and yeah, that could sort of like align with your interests maybe and stuff like that.
So I'm getting a pretty strong art vibe from all three of you. I think all three of you have said at some point in time you're really interested in art. And I don't necessarily know if that's a core focus of Charlotte Lab or if it just happens to be an interest of you three. So curious, like, why art is so important to you three?
I think it's just, like, a personal thing. Like, I just really enjoy art. And I feel like this school has helped me bring out my attention to it and, like, my passion for it. Because especially for a lot of the teachers, I did a lot of art for them, and I've given them gifts, like Mr. Caps back there.
Okay.
I painted something for him. And
that's nice,
like, for a while, I didn't paint so much, but during this school year, I've painted quite a bit, and I feel the school has just made me want to do more of it.
Yeah.
The school does a lot of art-themed stuff, too, because Mr. Singh, he does spray
painting. Yeah, he's really good at it.
So we have lots of his, like, art around the school, and we have, like, a mural in the back.
Mm-hmm.
We have lots of art centered around the school.
Do you think he uses the school to show too much of his art, or do you think he allows other people to show their art sometimes, too?
We have a lot of student art around
too.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're keeping his ego in check there. What about you, Amir?
Art has always been an interest of mine since, like, I think it really started in, like, the third grade.
Mm-hmm.
I always, like, doodle a lot and all that kind of stuff. And this year, basically, I kind of, like, got into it a little bit more, like, did more things with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, started painting, which was really cool, I'd say. But, yeah, like, and I'm... another form of art that I do want to get into, and like I'm starting to like, you know, practice a little bit, is like music. Yeah, I really want to be like probably a musical artist or a musical engineer when I get like older. Yeah.
That's great. And maybe find an internship in the music industry, right? Yeah. Before you get out of lab to go deeper into that too. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing on the podcast, we often have leaders from like school districts, like a larger school district, like a CMS or in other states or cities. And sometimes we have charter school leaders to talk about charter schools and what they're leading as well. So you guys are currently attending a charter school, a charter high school, and it sounds like you're pretty passionate about the experience and enjoy it. So curious about what advice you would offer to a principal of a district school. It can be make-believe, doesn't need to be in Charlotte. But what advice would you give to that principal of a district school to maybe help bring in a different experience based upon what you're seeing as working at a charter school?
Make more of a community, like connect more with the students.
I was about
like,
to say that.
Have more teacher experiences, like where you go out of school like this to do things together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel helps. Like just overall make more connections with your students.
Yeah, just like listen to like, you know, their interest and what they're interested in.
Yeah, because if you know their interest, then it's easier to like build onto that, like make the school their interest, like get student feedback to make the school like feel like a home, because that's how our school is now. Like they got furniture that suits our comfort. They've got artwork that makes us feel more open and invited. So just like make your school feel like an overall home and a family.
Yeah, and more opportunities. We we give lots of like,
We get so many opportunities.
We have college opportunities. We have internships.
Yeah, like because a lot of schools. I was actually talking to my mom about this morning. She said that the school that my brother used to go to. She didn't even know who the college counselor was until like 2 years later. But I found out my college counselor like as soon as I got to the school.
The first week?
Yeah, the first week. So if more schools want kids to go to college and feel more welcome to colleges, then I feel like they should talk more about that and make their staff more known.
And I love about what all you guys said is none of it was necessarily like building a rocket or doing something super crazy or raising a bunch of money. It was all kind of simple things that any adult or human can do inside of any school. Is that fair?
Yeah. Yes.
And when you talk about building community and connections for like that district leader or that district superintendent, is it literally just like jumping in a classroom and just sitting down and talking to more kids? I heard you say get feedback. So like a student survey, like what does it specifically look like for that
usually
person to build connections?
Usually what I witness is student surveys, and my our college counselor does like jump into our homerooms every now and again just to like tell us things or like check up on us.
Being present.
Or give us like little things that we can do. Like we did like these papers.
Yeah, we did like these college pendants to talk about what college we're interested in, and we put like a QR code on it so you could walk by and scan it and like get more information about the college, which I think is really interesting. Cause like, if you've never heard about that college before, then like you could just scan it and like see like, hey, maybe I want to go there.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are, as we said, are in the unique position as 10th graders, not quite sure physically. You don't have 11th graders in your building currently to look up to and or 12th graders. So what do you hope you get out of the next kind of 2 years at Charlotte Lab?
Maybe just to be a leader for the people next to us. Since we've been through these experiences already, we could kind of let them know how it is and what to look forward to.
And the younger students, they definitely look up to us. Yeah. And they, like, do whatever we do. So just, like, and set like, a good example.
Yeah, just because they're younger, like, you would think, like, hey, some of these younger students, they're too scared to, like, ask us questions. But we've made a wellness group. I don't know what it's called yet, but it's, like, what is it called? It's, like... a wellness group. That's what it is.
Don't overthink it.
It's that simple. For, like, the middle schoolers to come talk to the 10th grade about their issues and how they could resolve their conflicts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, basically, that's just what we've been doing. It's just, like, so far, we've just been having meetings about, like, what we could do to, like, help out the middle schoolers and, like, you
Making
know, stuff that they're going. Yeah, stuff that they're going through.
I think that's right. You know, a lot of leadership and responsibilities as the founding class and the first graduating class, both, you know, for you all and the other 10th graders at Lab, but also, as you've mentioned, the students that will come after you as well, because you're setting an example and a precedent of like what's acceptable at the school and what's not, both as like individuals and students, but also the community that you talked about and those relationships. And that will always be kind of important to understand what's possible there. And I think you guys certainly are on a good path right now. Mm-hmm. What happens after lab? What do you guys, what's that look like for you all? We going straight to the job field? We going to open an art studio?
I don't know.
We opening a music label? What's happening?
I'm still deciding.
Yeah, I'm still kind of thinking about it. Okay. I think I'm, like, because right now I'm trying to look for a college that I might want to attend. Okay. And our school counselor has made that easier by showing us college, like, websites that we could use to figure out what we want to do. Mm-hmm. Right now we're working with Naviance.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So I've actually been using that to look at more college, because I want to go to, like, an art school, like, something art-related, because that's my passion. And that has made it a lot easier. So I might want to go to an art school, or I'll just kind of, like, take a little break, maybe travel a little bit. I don't know, because I also want to travel. That's something I really want to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So either traveling
some
or
some good
art
options,
school.
College yeah. or travel. Yeah.
Mine is also, like, something art-related.
Okay.
Or, like, something where I don't have to have, like, a basic everyday 9-to-5 job. Mm-hmm. I want to have more freedom just to, like,
yeah,
do whatever I want, but at the same time make a good amount of money to be comfortable.
Sure.
Yeah, and as you make connections with the teachers, then you can kind of get a perspective of what they did, and you mm-hmm. can ask yeah. them for more of a direct path. Like, hey, what should I do? Like I don't, I'm interested in this and that. Like, what should I do? Yep. And they kind of help you.
Yep.
For me, I'd definitely say I don't want to feel, like, stuck,
okay. mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. like, when I get out of school. But, yeah, basically, like what Eric said, well, for me, I'm probably going to do something definitely music-related. Probably, like, learn about music engineering or something, go to a college for that maybe. Or, yeah, I do want to travel. Like, somewhere I always wanted to go since I was little was yeah. Japan. Mm. Yeah.
Why Japan?
Well, like, there's anime, and, like, that made me really interested in it. And, like, I just, like, it just looks really beautiful. Yeah. I like the culture and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yeah. I think travel's important. I'm not very well traveled, but the places I've been able to go, I wish I would have done it earlier yeah. and done it more, because to your guys' point, it exposes you to so much, and you can learn so much.
Yeah, you learn so much from traveling.
So many different, like, cultures
everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think as long as you and everybody is able to stay curious and, like, open to cultures mm-hmm. and open to new experiences, it can be really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a few of you say colleges. Any ones you feel comfortable saying out loud that you're really interested in so far?
Not North yet. Carolina School of Arts.
Okay.
Ooh.
I don't know too much about it, but from what I've kind of done research on, I just was looking at, like, what kind of classes they not provide. I forgot the word. I keep forgetting words. like what kind of classes they kind of just
sure.
offer. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah, that's it.
Any other colleges stick out to you guys? Mm. You still got time.
Not really.
We still got, like, a year and a half-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is called the Square Pizza Pod, and one question we ask all of our esteemed guests is, what is the first thing that comes to mind when you think about square pizza?
Lunch.
Food.
Elementary lunch.
I think of, like, like, middle school. Food.
I love the practical.
In middle school, they food. Had, like, it wasn't bad tasting. It was kind of just, like,
it was good.
Iffy, you know? Like, mm-hmm. it was, like, okay, it's good, but it's also, like, it's, like, my last resort, kind of.
Mm.
But it was like square pizza.
Yeah, it reminds me of, like, sitting in the cafeteria with your friends and, like, looking at the food, like, oh, this is gross, and then eating the whole thing.
Yeah, and you just eat it because you're hungry, because you yeah. have nothing else to eat. So you're just like, yeah, like, it's a last resort. It's
usually cold. And
oh, yeah. yeah. And the cheese always dries melted. Up. I swear. It's like it's melted but dried up.
Uh-huh. And, like, the bread is, like, awkwardly,
it's like
hard.
It feels like cardboard. Yeah. Like, it's, like, it's just like that.
Or sometimes it's too moist.
It's awkward. Like, it's such an awkward pizza. Like,
it is.
Like, I don't know. It's questionable.
Wow. Making us rethink the whole name of the podcast. For the record, we had really good square pizza where I grew up, so I'm saddened for the experiences you all had. And to be clear, are we throwing shade at the cafeteria at Charlotte Lab right
no.
now?
It's or not. It's free? Like, no. Just schools in general.
Pizza. Yeah, every school.
It's just school pizza.
I don't know.
So it sounds like we have some opportunity for growth to improve
yeah,
on the
pizza.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think maybe an internship could be a culinary opportunity.
We yes. have a number oh, right of schools. Quest. We're in yeah. a food making quest type thing.
Okay, yeah. well let's figure out the square pizza Miss Food Quest You're, situation.
But you just seem so scared.
I mean, I'm a little saddened by the anger towards square pizza here.
What was that?
See. Okay. Any final? We're gonna shift away. I don't want to talk about square pizza anymore before I start crying on the radio. Any final thoughts as esteemed kind of leaders, as 10th graders, as those kind of leading the charter school movement in Charlotte? Any things you want to words of advice you want to leave our audience?
Let me think.
Yeah, okay. I kind of have to ponder this.
Sure.
Stay frosty.
What does that even mean? What does that mean?
For those older than 35 in the room, can you explain what that might mean?
Stay cool.
Stay cool.
Okay. That would make sense.
Jump at experiences. Because, like, I wouldn't yes. have ever, like, taken this, like, this opportunity to yeah. come here. But, like, now that I'm coming, it's so much more fun than, like, I wouldn't have ever just done this.
Just to branch off of jump on experiences, like, don't wait for other people to do things. Because, yeah. like, for this thing, I kept asking my peers, like, hey, are you going to do the podcast? Because I don't want to go alone. But just don't wait for other people yeah. to do stuff. Yeah. If you want to do it, take the opportunity and just do it.
Yeah, because like, if it goes wrong, we're in high school. Like, if it goes wrong, it's not going to affect us much in the future.
Yeah.
But if it goes well, it could do so much that can help us.
Yeah. I'd definitely say, if I'm going to be honest, this morning I was like, I don't want to go to the podcast.
Yeah, that's how I felt too, because yeah. I didn't know how I was going to go. But, like, now I'm here and I'm enjoying it. Yeah. So just take it.
Yeah, even if you're nervous, just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
What was the anxiety around coming to the podcast? Just
not like, knowing what to talk about. Yeah, okay. Jinx, yeah. knock on wood first.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was just the worry of not knowing what to say, but like then the words kind of come to you and you just say them.
Yeah, I thought those were like super like hard to think about questions. Yeah. Like you have to like really sit there and like ponder.
Yeah, that's how I thought it was going to be too. But as you put your foot in the water and get more comfortable with the people around you, then it's a yeah, lot
it's just
easier.
Like a normal conversation.
Yeah. yeah. With so a microphone in front of
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I'm hearing you say you're glad you took the risk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, good. We appreciate you guys. Not that you need to know, but you're way farther than me and maybe others in the room as 10th graders. And so proud of you guys. So happy you're in Charlotte. And appreciate you joining the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey.
Thanks so much for checking out the Square Pizza Pod, making a few selfish requests. If you enjoyed the episode, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps spread the word about the podcast and share this with a friend. We appreciate it. Thanks.